everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 609 Brock Hunter.
We're really going to drag this break out and see how good Brock's willpower is.
You're a real bastard. Hunter's, of course, returned to the fact that I have been lamenting at the fact that I have to spumoni at some point in time. I'm standing right now, just so everyone knows. Usually I sit.
Why are you sweating? That's wild.
Oh, you know, I'm working on that. It's nuts, man. It's nuts. So, yeah, at some point I may just cut this break off because I think I might die. I think that's where I'm at.
And he's gone.
What happened to Brock? Oh, he spumoni'd. He's dead.
He's doing a radio break, and he's gone.
We're going to get through it, so let's do it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You know, it's never good when families fight. Yeah, you hate to see that. You're like, all right, hey, we're family. We're supposed to get along, okay?
We're family.
We're family, all right?
Family.
Family does is they steal things and they race cars. We're family. No, you don't want to fight with your family. And this lady, unfortunately, is seeing the negatives of fighting with family. 20-year-old woman in Tampa named Braden Lankford is facing charges after assaulting her own mother by hurling tacos at her. That's right. That's right.
Whipping burritos at her, huh?
Whipping Mexican cuisine. They'd been arguing about cleaning the house, and Braden got angry. So she picked up two tacos and threw them at her mom, said, "Mom, I'm not cleaning." Bah! Taco to the face. Braden was in the dining room. Her mom was in the living room on the couch. So it was a pretty decent throw. Sounds like both tacos hit their mark. Someone called the cops, who showed up to found little bits of taco all over the place. God. A police report says the mom had, quote, food debris all around her on the couch and the back of her shirt. Braden claims she threw the tacos out of frustration, didn't mean to hit her mom. Obviously, they weren't heavy enough to do any damage, so the mom wasn't hurt. But cops arrested Braden and charged her with misdemeanor domestic battery.
Wow.
She spent a night in jail and got released on a $100 bond early Sunday morning. A judge ordered her to have no contact with her mom for right now. Here's what we got to lay out.
Go ahead.
Soft shell or hard shell? Because that's different.
No, that's exactly what I was getting into. Yep. So if I'm assaulting somebody with Mexican food, I'm going for the Crunchwrap burrito. And hear me out. This is why. You ever seen the movie Captain America?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
You know, his weapon is it's a shield. But you can do many things with that shield. You know, Crunchwrap burrito is kind of like that shield.
It's
Captain America.
It's circular. All right. Very disc-like. Yeah. You could put a nice little spin on that for sure.
A little heavier, you know, it's got some weight to it.
And if you bite away at the corners and expose the hard shell innards, that could cut someone's head right off, all right? Just right off.
You're right. Right. I thought you were going to say if you bite around the corners, you could make a ninja star out of it.
But, you could do that, too. You could do that, too. It's up to you. That's the nice part about using food as weapons. It's malleable. You can change the shape, everything, you know. Hey, you take a hot dog, you bite that tip into a spear, dead.
Right in the neck.
Right there. You could
a hot dog in your neck, man.
You could javelin that into someone's eye. They're dead, all right? So, you know, you never want to see. Especially, it sounds like maybe they were having taco night, which taco night is supposed to be the happiest time of all, and now it was ruined because of cleaning. So we wish nothing but the best.
I don't know. Maybe if you ball up a burrito, though, dude, because that kind of, you got to shape that into a baseball form. You know, you're Randy Johnson, that into somebody's temple.
So we need to figure out, between now and the next time we discuss this, what would be the most dangerous Mexican food cuisine item, Taco Bell item to hurt someone with?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Or you just feed them a bunch of the Diablo sauce and then they just blow out their insides. That's another thing, too. It's
just
dysentery.
Let them do it to themselves.
Yeah, they
just
get dysentery a week down the Oregon Trail, and that's it. That's how you get them. It's a long con. All right, anyway. Well, just don't throw food at each other, all right? That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. More.